皆さんこんにちは。ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
Peter here, beginner lesson season 2 number 34. What's your type?Natsuko-san, what is your type?
Yasashii
hito. A nice person? Come on, that is... What is that? Kotae ni narenai desho. That's not an answer. Come on.
Well, I can answer what horse I like. What is my type of horse? Well, I like...
Okay, I think we're going to...
I generally like black ones.
Yuu kotoba mo nai.
Wakarimashita.
There's nothing...to be said.
And what's your type, Peter?
簡単ですよ. Very easy. My wife. Very straightforward.
Very easy. Yes.
Yeah, two words. My wife. Okay. Natsuko-san, help me out here. I'm kind of lost. I'm at a loss for words. What are we talking about today? Who's in the conversation?
I think this conversation is between two girls talking about their type of voice.
Their type. And, Judging by the politeness level, what kind of level do we have?
Well, quite casual.
So, what kind of friends?
Very close friends, I guess.
Yep, I would definitely agree with that. So, casual conversation, talking about types.
Yes.
And we're going to be describing how people look.
Mm-hmm.
And how guys look. Natsuko-san, ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
ねえ、美穂って太めの男の人が好みなのよね。
太めっていうか、がっちりした人がいいわ。
がっちりしてるって、私はマッチョな人は嫌だわ。
少しぐらいマッチョの方が、男らしくていいじゃない。
私は細くて痩せてる人の方がいいわ。
それは、あなたがデブだからよ。デブは痩せが好きなの。
ひどい。気にしてるのに。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
ねえ、美穂って太めの男の人が好みなのよね。
太めっていうか、がっちりした人がいいわ。
がっちりしてるって、私はマッチョな人は嫌だわ。
少しくらいマッチョの方が男らしくていいじゃない。
私は細くて痩せている人の方がいいわ。
それは、あなたがデブだからよ。デブは、痩せが好きなの。
ひどい。気にしてるのに。
次は、英語が入ります。
ねえ、美穂って太めの男の人が好みなのよね。
美穂、you like guys that are kind of big, don't you?
太めっていうか、がっちりした人がいいわ。
Big, but a well-built guy is better.
がっちりしてるって、私はマッチョな人は嫌だわ。
A well-built guy is good, but macho guys are gross.
少しぐらいマッチョの方が男らしくていいじゃない。
I kind of prefer macho guys, because I think they're manly.
私は細くて痩せてる人の方がいいわ。
I prefer thin, skinny guys.
それはあなたがデブだからよ。デブは痩せが好きなの。
That's because you're fat. The fat always like the thin.
ひどい。気にしてるのに。
That's harsh. You know I'm sensitive about that.
夏子さん、今日の会話どう思いましたか？
結構ひどいこと言ってますね。
She definitely said some nasty things.
Sounds so?
Yeah, I think this something maybe you'd come across in a manga or drama or something in a movie or TV.
Mm.
But needless to say, really rich in vocabulary.
Yeah.
Talking about the way guys appear and their appearance, this is really
mm-hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, let's take a look at today's vocab because we're going to have to go through this dialogue, Natsuko-san.
Okay.
Here we go. First word.
太め.
On the thick side. Rather thick. Yeah. This is like...
I used that.
This is like the politically correct version of the dictionary.
I really like that.
Right?
I'm going to use it. Yeah. Maybe you're pretty on the thick side.
She's a little on the thick side these days.
How polite.
Yeah, we have the politically correct English dictionary because I can assure you that futome does not mean the same thing in Japanese.
Oh, I have to break down. Futome. Futome.
Sample sentence, please.
Futome no zubon.
Rather big pants.
Big, yes.
Rather big pants.
Mm-hmm. Wide, maybe.
Something you'd find at the big and tall store.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's a All right, let's get you on the next word. Next we have...
好み.
Liking, taste, choice, type.
好み. 好み.
Now, this is a great word. Mm-hmm. You may not come into contact with this word initially because 好き, 嫌い, like, to dislike, gets in the way. But this is a really great word.
Yes.
It comes up quite
mm-hmm.
a bit.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in our sample sentence we have...
好みのソースをかけてください.
Please use the sauce you like. Please use your favorite sauce. So this 好み, you know, I hear this a lot, especially when talking about members of the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
Natsuko-san の好みは何ですか? Like, what is your type? Or something along these lines. So this is something you'll come into contact quite a bit.
It's not used for people only. You can also talk about, you know, your favorite food, your favorite book, your favorite movie, you know, the type.
How would you, you just gave us a few examples. Could mm-hmm. you give us that in Japanese?
好みの食べ物.
The foods you like. Notice the order here. First we have?
好み.
Followed by?
の.
Followed by something. And in this case we have?
食べ物.
Foods you like. We also had?
好みの本.
Books you like. And for an answer to this, it would be something like mystery or
oh, yes.
you would choose the genre, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So teach us that one more time.
好みの本.
And the sample sentence?
どんな本がお好みですか?
Natsuko-san, どんな本はお好みですか?
うん、私は小説が好きです. I like novels.
Yes, a little out of my league.
Oh, really?
Could I put manga in there?
Oh, yes. I like manga too.
One more thing, Natsuko-san. And this is what's so great about talking with you. You gave us a sample sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And the phrases were, 好みの食べ物,
mm-hmm.
好みの本. But when we asked the question, we said, お好み. What are we doing here?
We're making the question more polite because o is the honorific prefix.
Yeah, so when asking the question, and especially depending on the person you're talking to, you would want to add that mm-hmm. prefix.
So I think, you know, お好みは, you know, you can ask anything using that phrase. お好みは? What do you like?
That could work out really well for... If you're dating someone, you don't speak a lot of Japanese. Just go to the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Okonomiwa?
Yes.
Go to the department store. Okonomiwa?
Yes. What do you like?
What do you like?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Natsuko-san, this kind of just hit me. Okonomiyaki?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Now, is there a connection here?
I think so.
You know, it just kind of hit me. Again, things nibui.
No, remember from our previous lesson.
たまににぶいですね. Sometimes I'm a little dull, so... Let's just explain what okonomiyaki is.
Yes, please.
No, please.
me?
You.
It's like a pancake, but it has many things inside.
And who decides what goes inside?
You.
That's right. This is like an ingenious business model. You go to the store.
Mm-hmm.
They give you the raw ingredients. You're responsible for mixing them,
mm-hmm.
cooking them,
mm-hmm.
eating them.
Yes.
And if they could only get you to do the dishes, it's the complete business.
Yes.
So... You cook it the way you want. You put what you want in it. Actually, you choose what you want, and then you cook it the way you want. You mix it the way you want. You put what you want on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you cook it
yes.
on a hot plate.
Mm-hmm.
So okonomi is things you like.
Yes.
Yaki is to...
to bake, to fry.
So this would make perfect sense.
Yes.
You bake the things you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okonomiyaki. Ah, Nazuko-san.
Mm.
Ah, it's so much fun doing this with you. You learn something every day.
It's like a cultural lesson today.
Yeah. Okonomi. But this is like crucial. Sensei, mm-hmm. okonomi wa? This will get you out of a lot of trouble in school.
Okay.
Then we have next.
Gachiri.
Big boned. Stocky.
Gachiri. Gachiri.
This is followed by?
少しくらい.
A little.
少しくらい. 少しくらい.
Next.
痩せ.
Skinny. Thin.
痩せ. 痩せ.
Okay, on to today's lesson. Ready, Natsuko-san? Let's go through this quick. First, we have.
ねえ、ミホって太めの男の人が好みなのよね。
ミホ、your type is chubby guys, right? Sorry, on the thick side guys, right? Guys on the thick side, right? Now, a couple points of interest here. First is, how does she get the attention of her friend?
ねえ。
And again...this is usually a sentence-ending particle.
Oh, yes.
But here it's used to get the attention of somebody.
Mm-hmm.
This is followed by?
Miho te.
This te is short for?
Toyu no wa.
Speaking of Miho is kind of how we would translate this.
Oh, yes.
Speaking of Miho.
Mm-hmm.
But in English, it'd be like, Natsuko. Just the, calling the person's name, getting that person's attention.
Yes.
So this double attention grabber. Ne, Miho te. Like, hey, Natsuko.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something kind of big is coming.
Yeah.
Then we have?
太めの男の人が好みなのよね。
Your type is guys on the thick side. Let's just start with 太め. First we have?
太め.
Followed by?
の.
And again, here, this is describing what comes next. This is?
男の人.
Guys. Guys on the thick side. This is marked by?
が.
Then followed by?
好み.
Your type. So, guys on the thick side are your type. Literally, guys on the thick side, type. But the topic has already been established in that it's Miho we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we end the sentence with?
なのよね.
Which is adding emphasis.
Yes.
Emphasis with the なの, then the yo, adding more emphasis.
Mm-hmm.
And the ne is asking for some kind of response.
Yes.
So there's a lot going on here. Okay, this is followed by?
太めっていうか、がっちりした人がいいわ。
More than guys on the thick side, I like big boned guys. Okay, so more than guys on the thick side, I like big boned guys. Let's take a look at this. This phrase, teyuka. This is another thing you'll come across over and over again.
Yes.
In Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
And...more than that, or saying that in retrospect, whatever is said, it's going to be rebuffed to some degree. So we have,
太めっていうか,
rather than on the thick side,
がっちりした人がいいわ.
Big boned people are good. And here we have, describing people,
がっちりした.
Now in Japanese, the description of a noun comes before, so we're talking about people here.
Mm-hmm.
Hito, we're talking about those people. So describing them, we have the description preceding it.
Mm-hmm.
And here, describing them is?
がっちりした
人. And then, they are good. So literally, big boned people are good.
Yes, but it means I like.
Yeah. This is followed by?
がっちりしてるって、私はマッチョな人は嫌だわ。
Big boned or built guys. I don't like really big guys, really big built guys. I don't like ripped people. Now, Natsuko-san, the first part here, what is she saying about these gachiri shiteru? Is this a comparison? Does she like those type of people?
Oh, I don't think so.
So she's repeating it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like in English, if it was like, yeah, I like big bone people. Big bone people?
Yeah, like that.
You could hear it in her intonation that she's... repeating this and then saying, well, I don't like built guys. And how do we say built in Japanese?
Macho.
Yeah, and this is actually a na adjective, if you can believe it.
Macho na.
And it means a guy in very good shape.
Yes.
Big, cut.
Yes, with muscles.
興奮 しないでください, 興奮しないでください, 夏子さん. Mm,
someone like Billy?
Billy? Okay. Can you explain to everybody what Billy is?
Well. I've never met him.
But you've seen him, right?
Not actually. I saw the photos of the package.
Yeah, Billy's boot camp is one of the extremely popular workout videos in Japan. I never even heard of him in the US, but he is all over Japan.
Yes.
How do we say his name in Japanese?
Billy.
Billy.
Yeah, he's quite popular now.
Quite popular. So he's a macho, big muscles, mm-hmm. in good shape.
Yes.
Now, next we have?
少しくらいマッチョの方が男らしくていいじゃない?
A little built is good because it's like a guy, right? Like a masculine guy, right?
Yes.
So we can tell right away what kind of guy she likes. next we have?
私は細くて痩せてる人の方がいいわ?
Well, for me, slim people are better. Let's just break this down. First we have?
私
I, marked by?
わ
Topic marking particle, followed by?
細くて
Slim, followed by?
痩せてる
Losing weight.
Oh, yes.
But it's representing the state of having lost weight, mm-hmm. so it means thin. But 痩せる is actually to lose weight.
Yes.
And here we have?
痩せている
Be in that state of having lost weight.
Mm-hmm.
So then we have the noun, which is describing.
人
So, slim and thin people, followed by?
の方
Used to differentiate. And when we see this, we realize it's being compared.
Mm-hmm.
So these 私は, for me, slim and thin people are better than?
太めの人
Which was mentioned in a previous sentence.
Yes.
So, when you hear の方が, something's being compared.
Yes. It's like, you know, this side.
Yeah.
Or this group.
And in this case, this group of slim and thin people mm-hmm. are better for her.
Yes.
Then we have?
それはあなたがデブだからよ.
That's because you're fat.
Wow.
let's just...
This is a no-no. You shouldn't say that.
Debu is a way, it's a very crude way of saying somebody is...
On the fat side?
Well, I was thinking thickier, but yeah, thick
on,
side.
On the thick side?
Yes, I think, but no, it's good you said that because it does have this impact to it.
Mm-hmm.
Debu.
Yes.
You know, it's not a nice thing to say to someone.
Yes.
Kind of used in teasing situations.
Mm-hmm. It's very straightforward and, you know, direct expression.
Yeah.
And it doesn't sound nice.
Not nice at all.
Well, just to make fun, maybe, you know, very intimate people who understand each other may use, but I don't recommend using this.
Yeah, but again, it's the awareness
mm-hmm.
that we're shooting for here in yes. introducing this to you.
Yes.
Because although it's not a nice word, sometimes those are the ones used most often.
Yes, and also, people use this word to express themselves, you know, not others, but, you know, about oneself.
Yeah. Just kind of a Austin Powers movie popped up. I remember seeing this. They had the fat guy in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the subtitles were always Debu, Debu, Debu.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, you could get kind of a feel for where it's used.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's move on here. What do we have first here?
それは...
This is referring to the previous sentence. The fact that you like thin guys.
Yes.
That's what this それは is referring to. The fact that these thin guys are better for you. And here's the reason.
あなたが
You
デブ
Fat
だから
Are because you're fat. Yeah, so デブ, you want to be very careful with this word. You should know what it is, but I don't recommend you use it.
Especially to describe someone you're directly talking to.
Yeah, a talk with the writers is on the agenda for today. Okay. Then we have
デブは痩せが好きなの.
Fat people like thin people. So let's just recap here, because a lot has to be inferred from this sentence. Mm-hmm. Literally, we have fat, thin likes.
デブ.
Fat, and here we're referring to chubby people.
Yes. わ.
Topic marking particle, marking them.
やせ.
Thin, but here we have, it means thin people.
が.
marking. And here it's actually marking the thing you like. And this is where it gets tricky. You're going to have to check the PDF for a full explanation on why here ga acts more like an object marker than a subject marker. Followed by?
好きなの.
Like with emphasis. 好き is like and nano is emphasizing.
Yes.
And finally we have?
ひどい。気にしてるのに。
Natsuo-san, help me out here. I'm lost.
Well, ひどい. That's cruel.
Yeah, what she said was cruel.
Or, you know, like terrible. That's terrible.
And what makes it worse? We know that she really took this to heart by the next line.
気にしてるのに.
This means I'm conscious of it.
Yes.
And the no ni, even though I'm conscious of it, and we translate this as the fact that her friend knows that she cares about her weight issue.
Mm-hmm.
Or the fact that she's a little on the thick side, mm-hmm. and maybe she's trying to lose weight. So, yes. 気にしてるのに means, you know I'm self-conscious about that, or you know I think about that, but you said it anyway.
Yeah.
ひどいですね。
ひどいな。
But again, point of this is not the context itself so much as that it was really rich in words that describe people.
Yes.
And that's what we really want to convey today.
Mm-hmm.
And this lesson definitely did that.
Yes.
So stop by, leave us some comments. Again, inside the PDF, a nice write-up. And inside the Premium Learning Center, lots of tools to bring it all together. Natsuko-san.
はい。
That's going to do it for today.
はい。それじゃあまた今度。